This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The party like my name was Jacob Hoetz.
But I'm hanging out, eating some nuts under a Douglas.
The boy had no toys, his mother had a say.
Suicide at Starbucks,
cause I couldn't get laid.
Well, I know I'm not the stunt that you swiped on Tinder.
Jason is a pumpkin and I knew in October.
Amir needs to behave, Game Boy needs to save.
I'll always listen up until my grave.
I just wanna seize the cheese. If I were you, the pocket show, never follow Jake's advice. If I were you, the pocket show,
it starts now.
Remember that time Jake admitted that he fucks Amir's feet with Vaseline?
That was pretty good.
Whoa,
I didn't do that.
What did it say?
Remember the time Jake has admitted that he fucked Amir's feet with Vaseline?
I think he used coconut oil, right?
Yeah, dude. I would never use Vaseline.
It's too name brand. Mm-hmm. We would never throw them that
plug. It's not organic enough.
That was a Fat Lip cover, obviously.
Yeah, dude. Fucking dope. I love that shit. Well done.
He says, he usually does rap, but if you want to check me out, find me on SoundCloud under the name... Oh, my God.
What?
This is a bad name. I can't even begin to understand how to say this, how to spell it.
Let's see.
It's hard to look at, and it's hard to speak it.
Wow. All right, give it a shot.
They Wild, spelled THYWYLD.
Wait, THYWYLD. Thigh Wild?
Thigh Wild? They Wild? The Wild?
The Wild. Thigh Wild.
Thigh Wild.
Thy Wild.
Thy Wild?
Yeah.
But like, T-H-Y.
Yeah,
sorry, T-H-A-Y.
Oh, never mind.
T-H-A-Y-W-Y. Y-W-Y is the hard combination right there.
Y, wait.
Y-W-Y in the
they
middle.
They Wild.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a cool name. It's tough to spell it that way. But if you see it, I think that's cool.
T-H-A-Y-W-Y-L-D. Is his name on SoundCloud. Shout out to They Wild. All right. Not a bad name. Great song. He usually does rap, so check him out on SoundCloud. Have you ever been inspired to submit an actual theme song to this and like maybe try to like sneak it under it? Like pseudonym? Yeah.
No.
You think you could do that?
Yeah, I could.
Because we can record it here using our mics, and then you would just need the instrumental version of songs.
I would play a guitar, dude, because I'm actually a musician.
What's that?
I would do like a music, like a cover band parody thing, like Hootie and the Blowfish, you know?
Yeah.
You and me.
Oh, that's good.
Come from different worlds.
so far it's the same.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So like your version would be a different.
You get so mad at me when I play Tinder with the girls. God damn it. Can I stay at your place tonight?
What was that? You threw that in.
Yeah, no, I as you know, I'm visiting Los Angeles this week, and I need a place to crash.
What happened? Where did you Where did you sleep last night?
So since I've been here, I landed and I stayed. I hotel tonighted at the Standard.
Yeah.
No, not the Standard. The Ace.
The Standard was a little standard, so you wanted to get standard. An Ace yeah. room at the
I
Ace.
I had an Ace up my sleeve.
Nice.
So I stayed at the Ace, and that was pretty nice. It was pretty Ace,
that's
if you
good.
Know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then the next night, I stayed on your pull-out sofa,
right.
which was, compared to the Ace, obviously dog shit, but it was
jack.
Cheap, and it was nice.
Yeah.
It was cheap because I didn't have to pay for anything.
Right.
And you got me dinner.
I got you dinner that you never paid for.
Which I didn't pay you for.
So that's
everything
it's
else.
It's completely
was,
free.
And like no valet because I just parked, as you saw, I parked
yeah,
a little bit on
my
your
front yard. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And yeah.
Your tire was like right. spinning out on like a few right, of my right, succulents. Right.
And it was, so that was like decent. And then the next night I stayed at Murph and Emily's, which was lovely.
Why lovely for
left
them?
Left out
and
a
decent.
Spread for me. She had.
I got you dinner. You didn't pay for the dinner.
You did. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't
you got
pay,
me dinner.
Yeah.
You got me like a bunch of takeout that you just like put on the counter. I had to feed myself.
Not,
Emily
not on the counter.
Actually made like a bounty in the morning. Like there's coffee, there's yeah. English muffins, there's peanut butter, there was cereal,
sorry.
Fruit.
It's I left like before you woke up.
A true bounty. It was beautiful. Laid out a towel for me in the guest room.
Yeah, there was a towel in the bathroom.
In the bathroom. Yeah. I don't even know if it was clean or not.
Of course hanging. It was clean, yeah.
All right, so I'm saying it was nice. I'm saying I liked Emily's.
This all ends with you requesting
and
to stay.
And then the whole yeah. I'm getting there. Last okay. night I stayed at the Line Hotel. Very nice. Very choice.
The Line was fine.
The Line was more than fine.
The Standard was standard, the Ace was Ace, and the Line was more than fine.
Yes. And lo and behold, now I don't have anywhere to stay. I could pay for another hotel.
I have to do
laundry. I have laundry that I have to do. I'm here for 7 days. I only brought 5 pairs of underwear. So you know I have to do laundry. I'm out of socks.
Okay.
I'm on
sorry
my last
to hear
pair
that.
Of socks today.
Yeah.
So I got to do laundry. So I need to come to your house.
Uh-huh.
I need to do the laundry there.
Yes.
I need to sleep there.
And you want the dinner and you want the breakfast, right?
I won't say no if you want to grab dinner again.
Grab dinner nice. Means like two friends hanging out grabbing dinner. You mean me grab dinner for
you? If
you
can, yeah. Well, I don't.
You
don't
grab
like,
it. You like grab an apple
be, like,
on your way out.
Do
you don't grab
last
dinner.
Time, okay, because your girlfriend called it in.
Yeah, but it was
I
your
to,
order. You,
yeah,
you gave
I
her
had,
an order.
So I like order
you
something.
Ordered her. That's like just right off the bat. You ordered her. To order
and
you
picked
things.
It up.
And
so,
I
like,
picked
you
it
guys,
up and I paid for it.
You did 50% of the work. You paid for it too, which is nice. But don't feel like,
don't say,
be like, oh, I ordered dinner. Like Avital ordered the dinner.
Yes, yeah, she ordered the dinner.
So
I
gave
paid
you my
for
order.
And
you told Avital to order. She called it in.
Yeah.
You she did, called it in.
What did you do?
I think I
you
cleaned
ate
up.
It.
I cleaned everyone's dinner up, but not everyone's
dinner,
right? Well,
you threw your plate into the sink. It almost broke. You threw the plate into the sink.
So I did a trick because it didn't break.
Okay.
So I did a trick for Avital to entertain Avital.
And tonight,
which is good.
What would you need? Do you need another hotel?
No, I don't need a hotel. I need to do laundry at your house. And, I need
and
to
then where do you need
out.
To sleep?
I need to sleep on the pullout or the master. I would prefer sleeping on the master.
Of course
but I feel
you
like
sleep.
That's a little...
You prefer to sleep in my bed. You prefer to kick me out of my bed and to sleep in my bed.
If I could sleep in your master, that'd be nice because it has the ensuite.
And you,
it
and
has
you,
the ensuite. It has the patio.
This all started with you trying to like slip in a little request at the end of a Hootie and the Blowfish parody.
You and me,
the squirrels. Yeah,
yeah.
And then,
so yeah, if I could stay at your place, that'd be nice. That would be great.
And then where's
maybe
tomorrow?
Do a pokey for dinner, like a poke bowl.
Yeah. And then where's tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'll go back to the Ace.
Just let's start the loop back again.
Yeah.
Ace, Murph and Emily's,
then
and then
you.
My place again if necessary.
Right. Well, I guess that'll be on Sunday. It depends when I go back to New York. Maybe that'll be Sunday. Maybe that'll be Monday.
Okay.
I'm excited.
All right. Cool. I'm glad we didn't figure it out, but you got your formal request in.
What do you mean?
You
I need to do laundry.
I know.
Where else do I do it?
Where?
A laundromat? Like a...
Coin op?
No.
Yeah, there's one
not.
In Echo Park, I think, on like Sunset. It's like Londo World.
Yeah, I know where Londo World is.
Yeah.
There's a Starbucks inside. I used to go there in the mornings when we lived on Lafayette.
Yeah.
I'm floored that you would even suggest that I go to a coin operated laundromat.
It's like really steamy in there. Like
you
it gets
have
like steamy.
A wash and dry at your house. You're not using it. Even if you don't want me to sleep over, at least let me. come by and do the laundry.
At least let me drop it off. Yeah, order your dinner, pay for your dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's start the show at the very least. We just spent close to 10 minutes discussing where you'll be sleeping tonight.
I'm glad that we've landed. That
we haven't landed.
At your place.
We haven't landed.
We have landed there.
What you should have been
put
like.
Put in a formal request.
Yeah.
Is there a world where my request gets denied?
Is there a world where it gets accepted?
What are you talking about? I'll sleep at your mother's house then. She'll do my laundry.
She'll be glad to. This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web, hosted by us. I'm Amir. And?
I'm Jake. Sweet. Hi. Yeah, sorry about that.
Recording this episode before my birthday, releasing it after my birthday.
Oh.
By the time you hear this, I'll be a 36-year-old.
36? How do you feel about being 36? That one feels like a big threshold to cross to me.
It seems less than the threshold between 34 and 35.
Yeah, 35 is kind of like squarely mid-30s.
Because like 29 to 30, 30 is a big one. 31 to 30 is less than 29 to 30.
Yeah.
31 to 32 is maybe more than 30 to 31. Because 30 and 31 are kind of similar.
Interesting.
32 to 33 versus 31 to 32. I think that's bigger.
Yeah.
Because that's mid-30s.
Yeah.
33 to 34 is less than 32 to 33. Because 33 and 34 are both like mid-30s before 35.
Mm-hmm.
34 to 35, bigger than 33 to 34.
Definitely.
Yeah. Huge. So now I'm like at the less big of a one, 35 to 36.
I see. Interesting. But 36 is like, I guess 36 still feels like prime male age, but 37 for some reason just feels
37
like so close
will be big. 37 will basically almost be 40.
Yeah. It almost feels older than 40 on the ear to me.
Yeah. I'm 37. Oh, that's pretty old. 40. Oh, so you're newly 40.
Yeah.
That's not
I guess
that
it depends
old.
On like what your milestones are though. Cause like you're not married, no kids, yeah. No real career to speak of.
Well,
at 36, so that's kind of depressing.
Been, like, getting, but like I've been focusing on
in
myself.
A way.
I've been like trying to.
Then you look at somebody like me who's like married, doing amazing in Hollywood.
We have the same career.
And then I'm only 33, and it's like, oh wow, this guy really has his shit together. This guy's like
shit together.
On the up and up.
Our career. Why are you on the up and up, but I'm over the hill?
I don't know. I feel like True TV.
You have to sleep
on your pilot.
Traps. They passed on your pilot.
I wrote a pilot by myself? I don't think so.
Yeah, with me. Career-wise, very similar.
It's pretty cool that I wrote a pilot.
You have to sleep at my home today.
I don't have
You're
to
homeless
sleep there.
Today.
I think it makes more sense if I sleep
You're
there.
You're out
as
of
long
socks.
As long as I'm coming over there.
You're out of socks.
I'm out of socks. As long as
You're
I'm coming over
a
to do laundry
year old,
and have dinner,
you don't have
I might
a place
as well
to
sleep
over, tonight.
Do you think? I might as well sleep there if I'm going to be there doing laundry and having dinner.
Fine, I'll sleep at a hotel unless I get sleepy while I do laundry. Undoing the bed at 6:45 p.m.
Christ.
Just in case. I had a list of questions to answer, but now there's there's a question staring at me that I haven't read, but the subject line feels so good. I want to almost read it blind on this
Whoa.
Podcast.
All right.
It's called Nephew's Haircut, which is kind of a unique, cool-sounding
Very
question.
Very much so.
Do you have a nephew's name?
I don't have any nephew. And, oh, neither
What
do
about
you.
Your aunt? Because it oh, no, this guy's an uncle. What about your uncle's name?
All of my uncles are named John.
Okay, so we'll call this guy John. Yeah. This guy has to deal with his nephew's haircut. I don't know how, what kind of question you would have about your nephew's haircut, but let's find out. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, I have a problem I would like your help with. So my big sister's sister is a hairdresser, and she has two wonderful sons. I love them all, but she has gotten them a horrible haircut. See attached photo. There's no photo. One of them looks like a godless tractor lesbian, and the other one has lightning down the side. I mean, come on. It's your profession. How do I tell her she made a mistake? If you are wondering where the photo is, I'm not a douchebag. I won't give my nephew's photos to strangers on the internet.
Oh,
nice, a twist. Anyway, how do I tell my bitch-ass sister that her son's haircut sucks? XOXO, world's best uncle.
Hmm. It's just one nephew, right?
Yeah.
How old is the kid?
I don't know. Horrible haircut, lesbian with a lightning. I don't know. There's two nephews. One is one looks like a, quote, godless tractor lesbian, which I don't know what that is. And the other one has, quote, a lightning down the side.
That sounds awesome. Especially I was just going to say how cool it is to have, like, I feel like young kids with really funny haircuts, like trendy ass, like cool haircuts is fun, you know?
When I was a boy, like between the ages of 6 and 10, it seems like there were two kinds of haircuts. There was one that I got, which is just the bowl cut, just like cut it 4 inches and let it fall like a mushroom.
Right.
And then the cool kids got spiky hair, gel, short gel. With gel. A second grader, a third grader using gel. Mm-hmm. Those are like the kids that got like their ears pierced in like fifth grade.
I got my ear pierced in third grade.
Is that true?
That's real.
You got your ear pierced in third grade.
In third grade, I had my ear pierced.
An 8-year-old boy. Yeah. And you're like, I want my ears pierced. My ear pierced.
I think like me and all my friends like had our ears pierced.
8 is really young.
It is really young. It's crazy. It's really fucking bizarre.
And your dad and your mom said yes?
I'm like, I'm old enough. I'm 8.
I'm already 8.
Christ, mother.
I waited this long. 4 years ago, I was 4. I get that. You don't want to give me an earring.
Yeah.
So what kind of earring did you get in third grade?
I had a stud in my left ear. Gold stud.
I was a stud.
I was.
And then how long did that ear stud stay there?
It stayed there for about a year in the ear before it got so infected that I had to get my pus-filled cyst drained.
At age 9.
As a 9-year-old, as a fourth grader, I had, I had elective ear surgery. Inpatient care. I had my boil lanced.
And then did you not have an earring in fifth grade?
Yeah, I did not have an earring in fifth grade. And then I might have got another earring, pierced it again in sixth grade.
Wow. If you had an 8-year-old boy and he wanted his ears pierced, are you going for it?
I guess I would probably listen to his reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All my friends are doing it. I'm 8.
I guess it's interesting. I feel like, you know, there's that old saying, like, if all your friends are doing it, like, or jumping off a bridge, would you do it?
Yeah.
And like, I think there's some sort, not to the jumping off a bridge, but I obviously think there's something like valid to like, all of my friends are doing it. This will help me fit in at school.
Yeah.
I would be camaraderie. Like, oh, that's a good argument.
As a third grader.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So anyway.
Oh, yeah. I think when I was that age, the haircuts were bowl cut, long hair. No, actually, I had long hair when I was like third grade.
Like down to your shoulders?
Yeah. And then, but then there was one time, I think maybe in like second grade, that I wanted a rat tail.
Wow.
I really wanted a rat tail.
A rat tail and an earring.
Yeah.
Hey, the earring's going to have to wait until you're in third grade.
I came home, my friend's mom was like a hairdresser, and I came home from her house and I had a rat tail, and my mom was really mad and she made me shave it off.
Wow.
So she would abide the earring but not the rat tail.
Wait, you went to your friend's house and his mom gave you a rat tail?
Yeah.
Which is basically like a pretty extreme haircut, leaving a really long little tail at the bottom of it and braided it.
Like, yeah, I had like relatively long hair and she just shaved the back of my head and left the tail.
That seems pretty extreme for a friend's mom to do to a 7-year-old without your mom's permission.
Yeah.
That's
the suburbs, baby.
I want to talk to parents because like when you're a kid, like you go over to your friend's house, their parents feed you, their parents do this. Sometimes they give you a haircut. I bet there's lots of drama happening at the top on the parent level that we don't know about.
Yeah. Did you ever have a friend's dad like just yell at you?
No. Not yell, but we had like friends that gave us food that we weren't allowed to have.
Oh,
that's like funny. Oh, Amir's mom gives us McDonald's. I'm not supposed to have it, but like I'm
don't,
at Amir's
yeah, stuff. Like don't tell your mom.
Yeah, like
that's crazy.
You fed my kid stuff that I'm actively trying to like keep away from them.
Yeah,
I had one friend that like had a nanny, and the nanny always got us McDonald's and like gave us chocolate milk. Like this place is great, chocolate fucking milk.
But I wonder if my parents were like, "Don't give my kid."
Fucking horrified.
Yeah.
And now it's like with allergies and stuff, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Everybody's a fucking snowflake now.
I'm going to shave your kid's head.
Well, that reminds me of this guy. I feel like you do an uncle trip. Like, hey, can I take the kids to the arcade or to like mini golf or, I don't know, go-karts? What do you do with it?
Eight-year-old.
Yeah.
I think this is out of the uncle's jurisdiction. I don't think I'm in charge of haircuts.
I think it's squarely in the uncle's jurisdiction to fuck with his sister, though. You take the kids out to fucking the golf range.
You said this was mini golf. Yeah, we'll fucking take a pitching wedge and smack away.
There was something in my hometown called the only game in town, and it was like mini golf, a driving range,
and an arcade, batting cages,
go-karts. So that's why and that's exactly where I would take my niece and nephew if I had them.
So you take
and then
them
on the
there.
Way back, you get them a fucking haircut. You're like, how'd you like a mohawk? How'd you like a normal haircut? Whatever you
want
to do.
Maybe they'll want this haircut. Maybe it's like the kid's choice.
Well, then that's how you find out. If the kids want it, then you step the fuck back.
Yeah, it seems like it's the uncle's job to give them the weird lightning bolt, but if the mom's already doing it.
Yeah, I imagine the kid probably wants the cool lightning bolt haircut.
I like that he said he was going to send us a picture, but then he said, I'm not giving you pictures of the nephews. That's fair. But I imagine them blonde, bowl-cutted boys, whether you like it or not. Another lady, we'll call this, I don't know, what's your aunt's name?
Lisa.
Lisa writes, I'm going to be the bridesmaid in my brother's wedding, and while I love the woman he's marrying, I don't really know the other ladies. In the wedding party, I'm the youngest one, 22, so not so weird, but I feel like they're all friends, and I'm only invited because she felt like she had to include me. Luckily, the bridesmaid's dress isn't too expensive, but the bachelorette party is going to cost about $550. I know you hotshots might think like that's nothing, but to put this in perspective, it would be like if you guys had to pay $5,500 for a little wedding. That's right. She's already doing the math that it's like, imagine 10x what it costs.
Okay.
Needless to say, I'm worried about a lot of things going on. How do you guys suggest I make it through this potentially awkward hangout with these ladies who are already super close? And how do I not freak out about the money? Love the show. Hope to hear Jake on Twinnovation and Amir on NADPOD sometime soon.
Ooh.
A double crossover. Should we double crossover her?
Yeah.
Double cross her over.
Double cross her over, dude.
I think the money thing is an easy out because the person you're marrying's sister in your bridal party is a very tricky thing to navigate. It's like it's a thing that you sort of have to do either though, but I feel like she wouldn't be that disappointed if you didn't come because she's already there with her friends. You don't necessarily feel like you have to go because they're all friends and you're not. Use the money as an excuse to back out.
Her brother's
wife.
So she doesn't know anybody. She's not the same age. She doesn't have the money.
Yeah.
100% back out.
You
honestly should back out even if you had the money. She invited you out of courtesy.
She would so much rather be
there with her best friends.
Well, she is going to be there with her best friends.
And not have you there. 100%.
She would rather not have you there.
Oh, yeah.
That's tough love.
That is, but that's, I mean, as somebody that has dealt with lots of wedding stuff, you invite the significant other's family
out of courtesy.
Thank God Jill doesn't have a brother.
You kind of dodged that bullet.
I would have had to invite him on my bachelor party, and it would have sucked.
But and it's kind of weird because they're like closer to the soon to be wife, and this like the bachelor party is supposed to be like getting away from that side of the family.
Yes, exactly.
But you have four sisters. How did Jill navigate that?
Well, Jill had a bachelorette party that had like 15 people. So
were your sisters invited?
No.
So it wasn't even the courteous yes and then followed by the courteous no.
Yeah, but it was, I think that was just because it's like, it's already so huge and I have so many sisters. But I think the move is what we all did, which is like bachelorette and bachelor parties totally separate and then like do something with them. Like when my sister also got married and my brother-in-law invited me on the bachelor party, wish I could have gone. I didn't. But I also think that there's definitely a world where him and his friends had much more fun that since I was not there, me and Micah both couldn't go.
That's right.
And they definitely like did more insane shit because like they didn't have weird brother chaperones.
Can we eliminate that as a common courtesy? Can we put that into our society? Speak it into existence? No more inviting your others, same gendered relative?
Yet. At least not out of obligation. Because you can also picture, like...
If you happen to be that close.
Yeah, but I just...
But so close that they're, like, your best of best friends already?
Maybe if there's, like, a world where you've been with somebody for, like, 10 years. So you've, like, had a decade-long friendship with their significant others.
Yeah.
Or with their siblings. But when me and Micah didn't go to my brother-in-law's bachelor party, we, like, took him out for a night when we were all home in Connecticut. And it was great.
So separate
we,
like, from had best siblings. Friends.
Yeah, it was almost like a bachelor party mini.
Yeah.
Which I think is really nice. Like, just make a point to do something like...
Bachelor party.
Yeah. So you could take your soon-to-be sister-in-law out for dinner or on some other kind of adventure somewhere. Get your nails did. Go to a movie. Go
Amsterdam
to a driving
for
range.
The week. Whorehouse, club, Burgine.
Yeah, do something else special. Save the money.
All right, cool. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back, talk some more questions and answers after this.
Woo!
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed.
Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But
so it's more fitnessnah.com.
Yeah, it's more of a fitnessnah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Amazing.
That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes.
Congrats.
And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use, Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
And we're back. Jake Hurwitz, do you have any?
Oh, it's a lesson that I can. Mom, I'm coming.
Gross. Not this week, but I know you do.
Yeah, so I've been using a new app. I hate for this to sound like a sponsored segment, so just know that they're not paying me to say this.
Sure.
The app.
There's money falling out of your phone right now, though.
Yeah, that's unrelated. That's just a wallet that I bought. 1 second every day, an app that my girlfriend taught me about. You upload a second clip of video every day, and at the end, or, you know, whenever you want, it spits out a little video collage of that chunk of time. I think I'm going to do it for 2019. So far, I'm on day 10 right now. I got 1 second every day. It already feels like a fun video diary.
You've
I can't wait until,
yeah,
I've been keeping up with it. I can't wait till like February or June or the end of the year. I'm going to have a second, like, oh yeah, I remember that date, that date, that date, that day. It's kind of like an easy diary to keep.
Yeah.
You've been
wanting to keep a diary for some time.
Yeah, but like I felt bad diarying and journaling. And this is I'm already taking pictures and videos.
I spend at least an hour and a half every night with my journal.
Diary, yeah.
It is a detailed recap
of the day. Yeah.
Oftentimes quoting people in full.
Yeah, almost like you've been interviewing people about a documentary.
I have a bibliography
of your life.
For my diary.
Work cited from A to Z. Thousands of people.
So this is just 1 second. You take like a couple second video, then you choose the 1 second inside the video.
That's right. And, actually, I'll take it now. I'll take it now because this will be like the, oh, that day that I talked about 1 second every day.
Cool.
Sorry, you can ask me questions while I videotape you. What were you asking?
What happens to the other part of the video?
You basically can delete the source video once you're done with the 1 second.
Do you delete the source video?
I haven't yet, but I have a feeling
that's taking up a lot of space on your phone, pal. So let's delete the source video. You're still videotaping me right now.
Yeah, that's a 13-second chunk. I'll use one and get rid of the scraps.
Well, you won't get rid of the scraps, according to you have 2 weeks worth of 15-40-second videos.
I'm a vlogger now, for lack of a better term.
I just feel like that's really eating up on your storage space, pal.
Don't worry, I upgraded my iCloud, so I've got 200 gigs just to spend.
You upgraded the iCloud, but you didn't have to.
Didn't have to. I could have deleted videos, photos, and all that stuff. And I kept pushing it, and I'm like, all right, fine, I'll pay $2 a month.
$2 a month?
Yeah.
Wow, I won't do it.
I refuse to. How big is your phone?
I have a very tiny little phone. You can see it's the size of your
iPod Nano.
Your pinky nail.
Where'd you get that? That's an iPod Shuffle from 2007.
The Dollhouse store.
That is a dinky little phone. What are you rocking?
I got a big one. I have like what's the biggest iPhone?
256 gigs.
I think I have that one.
256?
Well, wait, I guess I could look it up if you just go to...
settings. Yeah.
I feel like I got the one something.
128. That's more likely.
How do I find that out? Oh, about this phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Settings, storage. This is good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, no, I have 217 gigs available.
Wow. So you went for the full big boy, and you could have gotten the little 64 gigs. You would have had more than enough space.
Yeah, evidently. It looks like I am using... where does it say how much I'm using?
Well, if it's 217, you probably got the 256, and what, you're using 36 gigs of data?
Right, yep, that's exactly it.
Yeah. Downgrade your phone. Your phone is heavy for no reason. It's the opposite of my phone. I'm swimming in videos, and you have a quarter of a terabyte of space.
I keep it light, and
you're walking around. Yeah, but then you're walking around with an external hard drive.
Splinter cell.
Don't even get
full of external hard drives.
I can videotape the next 2.5 weeks of my life and be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be perfect for you. 1 second every day. The number one, then S, then E. 1 second every day. That's my unsolicited advice.
I feel like I've never seen you be this sentimental.
Take it or leave it. Yeah, that's what my girlfriend said too. It's very sentimental for me. I don't view it as sentimental, but I guess it is. I view it more like I'm already taking pictures data and storage. Videos. Yeah, data yeah. storage, analysis, compartmentalizing, organization, thoughts, feelings, prayers, all in one, ready to go app. Now I can forget about family vacations I've taken.
I think it's sentimental.
Because I feel like I go around and when I see new things, I take a picture. Like if you were walking around in a new place and there's an awesome sunset, you take a picture, right?
I do that, yes.
And then it's on your phone. You hardly ever look at it again.
I actually do because I keep my phone so light that my photo app is basically a library.
Yeah, but then what are you doing with those old pictures, like a sunset from 2.5 years ago?
I'll print them out and turn them into a quilt.
All right, you're a bad person to ask about this thing because, wow, that's really thoughtful. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll turn it into a quilt.
Everything I have gets eventually turned into a quilt.
Mm-hmm.
I have all these pictures and videos on my phone, and this is like a way to use them in a way.
Right.
Because otherwise I just dump them on my computer. I have like 10 years worth of videos and pictures on my computer. I don't know what I'm going to do with.
You do. You have so much stuff on your computer. Do you don't put any of it in an external hard drive?
No, I don't.
That's crazy.
Because I'm not at external hard drive yet. I just get a big computer and I dump it all there.
Yeah. It seems almost like that could be a New Year's resolution for you to like sort of
an external hard drive?
All this stuff.
And then what do you do with your external hard drive?
You put it away and you never really look at it, but it feels good to have your computer be clean of all this stuff. I mean, that's a ton of shit that's like on your computer that like makes finding things that you need a little hard, doesn't it?
I don't know. I just sort of like put it in one like 2000 MacBook 2010 to 2015. It's all in one folder. So it looks like just a little icon on my desktop. Oh.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what an external hard drive.
Yeah. It's like a physical manifestation of that folder.
Yeah. But if you need to like find a file on your computer, you're doing like Control F and there's like so many files that it has to look through.
It's 10 years, 15 years. I have college essays on this thing.
Yeah.
And they're all really good.
Well,
here's one called Old Man in the Sea.
Well, let's read the essay that didn't get you into Stanford.
it didn't even get into that rejection. No, this is actually after that.
Yeah.
This is after the rejection. Actually, I used it to fuel the fire to fucking get a B frickin' minus.
You wish that you could get into fucking Moravian, dude.
What is that?
Moravian.
Where is Monravia?
Moravian.
What is that?
It's the seventh oldest college in the nation. It's borderline Ivy League.
It was shut down 4 years ago. Lost its accreditation.
It's a teaching college. Why?
Yeah, I guess now it's just a church.
Look up Moravian. I'm serious. Why don't you look up Moravian and you see if it's the seventh oldest school?
Yeah,
in
it
the
forwards
nation.
To Palaki University.
It's basically Harvard. It's basically Princeton. It was it's purchased Yale for all intents and purposes.
So Amazon just uses it as a digital storage campus now.
Okay.
They bring old computers.
Okay.
There
well, I also went to Southern.
Huh?
I also went to Southern, which is basically UConn.
Southern University?
Southern Connecticut State University.
You said Southern.
Hunter.
Huh?
I went to Hunter. Yeah. I went to Hunter.
Student expelled for exposing himself.
That wasn't me.
Yeah. He said, I went to
that happened at the school.
I went to Southern. I went to Southern. Look it up. I went to Southern, he said, waving his dick around to and fro at Hunter College.
All right. All right, that's enough. Eugene Lang. Eugene Lang, the new
University
school.
Of Phoenix Offline. That's right. They sent me books to read.
No one went to more college than me. Basically a doctor.
That's cool.
Yep.
All right, let's answer some more questions.
All right.
Okay, this one's called A Bit of a Doozy.
Okay.
How about somebody you went to college with?
Okay. Tim.
I like that. Tim writes, I met this girl at work a couple months back and we really hit it off. A week in, I found out that she has 3 kids, but her ex-husband has come out as gay and was no longer involved. Usually, kids would be a deal breaker, but I wasn't at all put off at the time. 2 weeks later, she told me she's now 5 months pregnant. Then we started making out when I would take her home and I got really close. She admitted to me that she was pregnant with a second guy, not her ex, but she had then split up with this guy and left the state, so he's out of the picture too. Apparently, after I came into the picture and reminded her what it was like to be treated properly, she told him she doesn't want to talk to him anymore and canceled the plans she had to try to follow him and move with him where he was. A week after that, we had sex and we've only gotten closer. Am I just being a complete moron, assuming things will work out for the best if I do everything right with this girl? What would you do if you were me? She's 25 and I'm 23. and all her kids are under four, in case that has any bearing on anything.
Jeez.
Four kids, an ex-husband, and a baby daddy in her. She's 25.
Right.
Would that discourage you?
I don't think so. I've dated girls with kids before.
Really?
Yeah.
You've dated girls with kids?
Yeah.
You've gone on dates with girls who had children?
Yes.
More than one child?
I think all of them only had one kid.
Okay.
Maybe, so, yeah, I think it was always one.
Would you say this is not necessarily a deal breaker for you? That's the only way we can answer this question is what would you do in this situation?
I don't know. Because even then, I felt like there was some small part of me that was like going on the dates for the novelty. And if it ever got that super real, I would be afraid.
Got it. You don't actually want to be a stepfather of them.
I don't know.
This guy's only 23.
But like, I who am I to say, to give advice that's like, don't follow your heart, don't fall in love. If you're feeling like you could love this person, I don't think that kids should make you not.
Yeah.
I think there are seem to be other red flags.
For example, the guy that she was told that she would move with because she's pregnant with his child?
Yeah, that she was going to move out of the state to be with a guy and then decided on a whim kind of to not do that. But, you know, it's sometimes there are people that do crazy things all the time and they're too crazy. And then there's sometimes somebody that does something that's like out of character crazy and it all works out for the best.
Yeah.
Like this could... Her not going to move out of state to be with you might just be the craziest thing that she's ever done, and it works out, and everything's fine.
Yeah.
Or maybe she does this kind of thing all the time, and only time can really tell.
I don't know. This for me, this is too much drama, too much backstory. Relationships are hard enough. Now you're dealing with a gay ex-husband, three kids, one more on the way, this guy who thinks she's moving. It seems like a tough foot to start on.
That you are entering a relationship where there will be like half siblings.
Half siblings for sure. You're a stepfather to four and two other guys in the picture.
Stepfather to four kids who don't all have the same dad.
Yeah. Also, you're 25. You're 23. 23. That's pretty young to be a father of four.
Right. But nobody's saying that he has to be a father to the kids. Like, would you say that he shouldn't even, like, see if he loves this person? Like, don't even bother? Don't even bother seeing if you care about them?
See, that's the thing. I don't want to, like, because maybe this guy's like, I don't give a shit about any of that. I love this person. I want to be with her, and I'll be the father to four. And then it's like, all right, go for it, buddy. But I wouldn't personally do it.
Mm.
But I'm lazy like that.
Well, and you do have a few kids.
I have two with one lady and then four with the new missus, yeah. And then
and
a baby mama.
And you're like, I don't want to be a father.
I'm an absentee father
right.
to six plus the three from the previous.
And do you pay the child support and stuff? Or is that
no,
like,
so two of them think I'm
dead,
yeah.
Two of the kids?
Yeah, this is back when I was Amos. Remember I told you I lived in Texas for like 8 years?
I did not.
I was Amos for a spell.
You moved to Texas.
I had long blonde hair. Yeah.
Amos.
I was Amos.
You dyed your hair blonde. And
yeah,
and
did the fingertips thing. And
what do you mean fingertips?
I burned my fingertips off just so I'm completely off the grid. Changed my eye color, hair, and voice. That's when I was Amos.
What was Amos's voice like?
Amos was a lot like this. He was kind of like a cool guy.
Oh, he had a drawl.
Yeah, he had a drawl, and he had seven kids.
Blonde.
And he drove a car off a freaking cliff. Completely burned the car. And, you know, nobody knows where Amos is.
Amos
now.
How many kids did Amos have?
Amos had nine. Amos had nine kids. And they were all a little different. Amos Jr.
Oh, yeah, I imagine.
Jack, Robert.
They're all a little different.
Susie and Damon were back-to-backers, kind of Irish twins
Jack,
in regard.
Ryan, Susie, and Damon?
Damon was the fourth. He kicked a lot in the womb.
Jack, is that why you called him?
There was Nancy, Jack, and there was Cord. Cord was
Cord?
A silly fellow. He never knew his daddy. There was... Kyan.
His daddy was Amos.
Kyan and Kieran. They were the twins.
Kyan
and Kieran. And lastly, little Twine. T-O-I-N-E. He never knew his father, neither. Then I moved to New York and I did the college humor thing.
What was the last one, Sam?
Twan. The last what?
The last kids.
Oh, Twan.
Twan?
Yeah. His mom was French Polynesian.
And none of these kids ever knew their dad.
No. Amos was long gone by the time they reached 4 or 5 years old.
Amos sounds like a real piece of shit.
Amos was a bad guy.
And then, so it was after that you had Twan, you moved to New York, and that was when you started doing prank war stuff with Streeter.
Yeah, oh yeah. So I met Streeter that day, and I was like, I'll be like a Jew for a decade.
Are you sure that you're not Amos playing Amir? Were you always Amir and you did Amos for a spell?
No, Amos was after Andrew. So like I was completely different.
I know nothing of Andrew.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, of course I don't know Andrew.
Yeah, so from 0 to 18 I was Andrew, a French Canadian queen.
Your royalty?
From Quebec.
In Quebec?
Yeah. It was God, what was Andrew like? I completely forget.
That's who you are.
Well, you live so much as Amos and then Amir that you sort of forget where you came from. So I probably have more kids than that.
And Andy had kids at 18?
Andy had 2, yeah, as a teenager.
So you have 11 kids. What are those two kids' names?
Oh, 4. Andy?
Oh, my God. You're French.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're a French Canuck.
It was Sydney, yes, the little girl. And who else? It was
it's like your kid.
Blagé.
Sydney and Blagé. And then at some point you had a kid named Demon.
Yeah.
Kyan
oh,
and
no.
Kieran
Amos
and Twan.
Yes, sir.
Amos.
Yes, sir.
And does Amir Blumenfeld have any kids?
No, it kind of grosses me out to have kids. I,
like I
don't
this.
Need the
I like
responsibility.
You. I like this one guy the best.
Yeah, that's the one that you befriended. You never see a Jake and Amos or a Jake and Andrew.
I feel like you do see a Jake and Amos.
Yeah, but that's the two Amish guys that sell pickles at certain restaurants.
That's right.
So this guy's 23. I say, don't necessarily go for it. I'm a little afraid of that situation.
And I say, proceed with caution.
And reverence?
I would say you could have some reverence.
And?
For reference.
That's good. One last question.
Okay.
Okay. 23-year-old girl. We'll call her, I don't know, Fortress.
Okay. Yeah.
Fortress writes.
You are good at naming your children.
Fortress writes, I'm a 23-year-old girl who just moved across the U.S. to start a job that I've now despised, but I'll spare you the details. And I recently downloaded Tinder. Seeing as though I know absolutely no one in the city and I'm very much single.
Cool.
I tend to prefer forming meaningful relationships as opposed to just looking for random guys to hook up with. Unfortunately, the majority of dudes on Tinder solely want to fuck and don't care about anything else. After the endless weeks of swiping, I found a nice, smart mechanical engineer. We went out for lunch one day and all went well until we started planning our next date. When I suggested meeting up the following weekend, he said he couldn't due to a DDR convention that he was attending. That's right, DDR, as in the outdated video game Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh.
Apparently, most weekends he drives hours away so that he can compete. Drives hours away so he can compete at live streaming DDR conventions. I found it strange, but I put aside my opinion since he seemed nice enough. However, when we were planning our second date, he suggested going to a trampoline park. Is it just me, or is this a weird date suggestion? Anyway, I half-heartedly said sure, since I couldn't say no to his face. And a few days later, he texted me a link to a trampoline park that he wants to take me to, and I haven't responded. I really don't know that our interests are very compatible with one another, but every guy on Tinder is just some stupid asshole, so what do? Do I continue to date this weirdo freak who spends all his time at DDR conventions, or do I just give in to the peer pressure of Tinder and find some guy to hook up with? Sincerely, Fortress.
For me, DDR is a bridge too far.
Really? That's a deal breaker for you.
And I play D&D.
Can you imagine playing DDR? Dance, Dance, and Dungeons and Dance Dance Revolution.
Whoa.
So it's Hard One Surefoot playing Twister.
He would never.
Huh?
He would never. He's too busy saving the goddamn world.
All right. Right foot on green.
No.
Well, then you're going to be eliminated.
I swing my hammer at them. That's right. Hard One has a hammer now.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's awesome.
He found it on like a Home Depot, or how does that work?
Found it at Home Depot.
Or like bought it on eBay or some
it
shit.
It was gifted to him.
Was it like a little dinky 99-cent hammer?
By the great dwarves of the three great dwarven houses.
What's
blessed
that?
By Morden.
Yeah, I can imagine him with hammer. Like a little like dinky hammer being like,
not
ah,
a dinky hammer.
Ah.
It's a king's hammer.
When he swings it, does he go like, eh?
He's the first human to ever wield it.
What's that?
Guarded by spirit guardians? Okay.
I don't know. I was just joking around.
Hang a picture. So you're not going to hang a picture with it. Okay?
I was just fucking around.
Ding, ding,
ding.
Yeah, well,
it's not funny. I'm just playing around like you do. You're playing around with your friends.
Yeah, it's fun. That's fun. Okay. We're playing around. We're playing around. Just don't talk about a hard one. Okay? Why don't you just keep his name out of your damn mouth? We're having fun. I'm having fun. I think it's fun when you don't talk shit about hard ones.
Hard one's just this made up little goofy guy that you made up, right?
6'6". Is that small to you?
Well, I see you painting his little thing, right? Isn't that how tall he is?
Yeah, well, no, it's...
He's like an inch little plastic. He's that little dildo, right?
That's a regla.
Don't you sit on that little dildo and you say, like, look at me now, I'm the hard one or something?
No.
What?
I don't do that at all.
You don't sit on the figure?
I never sit on the figure. Well, how would I sit on the figure?
I don't know. It looks like a butt plug. I'm sorry. Isn't it? Hard one's a little butt plug, right?
No. No, it's not.
Anyway.
It's not.
Yeah. So, what were you saying? DDR is nerdy or something?
The trampoline thing could be fun.
I'm down to go to Sky Park with him.
It's interesting because I feel like on its own, it's like this guy invited me to trampoline thing. Is that too lame? I'd be like, no, that could be interesting. It's at least different. Dates are always like just the same. Get a drink, get a coffee. So this is different.
Yeah, you're kinda jumping like, around, bouncing around.
I feel like you get out of your comfort zone. I also heard that like things that get your... that are exhilarating like this, that kind of like get those juices flowing in your body, like make you form a more meaningful connection to the person that you're with.
There you go.
These like, it like triggers that sense of euphoria.
Yeah.
Is good for a date. But then when I hear that it's like part of this guy's overall vibe of like driving really far away for a DDR thing and a trampoline thing, I just don't know.
It's funny, the lady with two ex-husbands and four kids and one on the way, you're like, yeah, go for it. It's like, this guy's a mechanical engineer, super sweet guy, does DDR. And you're like, I don't know, that's a tough one. It's a hard pill to swallow.
It's a lot to get yourself into, that's all.
I think any passion, despite how quote-unquote nerdy it is, I don't know, I think that's good. The worst part is like someone who doesn't do anything.
I feel like shit. You're
then
right.
You're like bored, and it's like, who is this guy? He doesn't do anything. At least DDR is like something. Give me something.
I mean, what if your
and
your
it's
passions
active.
Are like so? If like it's one thing to be like, oh, you're passionate about that. That's cool. But like, if I think your passion isn't, if I'm not indifferent, if I think it's dumb, like that's hard.
Yeah, but it also depends one what the passion is. This is like an active. It's objectively difficult to be great at DDR. So like, why don't you see him do it, and then you might be impressed. Well, I mean, like I'm placed pretty well, but I'm not like a killer.
Good enough at DDR that she would go to one of these meetups and be like, "I actually think you're hot."
Not hot, but you'd be impressed.
You'd have to be. It's yeah. It feels like you could.
It's impressive.
He could be good enough. He could be so good that it's unimpressive, that it's a problem.
It's like a bell curve. If you're pretty good at DDR, that's really impressive. And if you're the best in the world, then that's depressive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like doing a Rubik's Cube really fast. Would you be impressed or would you be like, this is lame?
Same thing.
DDR is even more active because you're dancing around. Maybe he's good at actual dancing. You just got to follow the arrows. Doof, doof,
well, that's
doof,
not actual
doof.
Dancing. That's DDR.
It's a revolution. You wouldn't get it.
I sure wouldn't.
Well, I say go for it. This guy sounds a lot better than the fuckboys on Tinder. Plus, he's a mechanical engineer, so he's a smart dude.
I'll say go for it, but then also continue going for it in other avenues on Tinder. I think that just because this guy beats all of the other shitheads doesn't mean that he's the one yet. It just means you're getting closer.
That's true. It's not just fuckboys or him. Mm-hmm. You can dabble. See what else is out there.
Plenty of fish in the sea.
All right. Thanks so much. That's our episode. If you have your own questions, it's ifireyoushow@gmail.com. If you have your own theme songs, same email, We're always in need of theme songs. The opening one was the Fat Lip cover. This closing one was written by someone named Tommy Badger. So thanks, Tommy Badger.
Thank you.
Thanks to the, who wrote the Fat Lip one? Fat Lip. Oh. This was They Wild, of course. How could we forget? They Wild. Thanks to They Wild. Thanks to Tommy Badger. Thanks to you guys for listening. We'll be back next week, as always. Ciao. Woo. If you were me, you'd be a coy Jew. If I were you, I would show you what to do. If I were you, the show starts now.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.